moment. If you are from the English congregation, I would ask that you find someone from the Mandarin congregation and say the words, Ping An. Can you repeat it with me? Ping An. One more time. Ping An. Ah, you learn a new language today.
如果你是国语的弟兄姐妹, 请找一位, 英文的弟兄姐妹, 说, Peace.
Peace. Okay, so let's do that. Let's do that.
起来, 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 起来. 起来. 平安, 平安, 平安.
See, that will wake you up. Let's pray together. How good it is when brothers and sisters dwell in unity. It is indeed like oil pouring down Aaron's neck. Lord, one of the greatest ways we demonstrate unity is to worship together. To sing together, to pray together, to listen to your word together, to break bread together. Lord, as we gather, let us be reminded constantly that we are gathered here only and only because of Jesus Christ. No one here is worthy to stand before you if not for Jesus. And so let us take a posture of humility, O Lord, before you and before one another. Let us not think of ourselves as better than the person sitting next to us, but instead let us come before one another with humility, kindness, patience, and love. Speak to us, O Lord, today through your word in Exodus, in Jesus' name. All of God's people say, Amen. Please turn with me to Exodus chapter 12. You have your Bibles with you.
那请翻到出埃及记第十二章。
When I started studying at the University of Toronto,
在我在多伦多大学就读时,
I decided not to buy any school clothing until I graduate.
我决定直到毕业的时候才买一件学校的衣服。
Specifically, I wanted to buy a school hoodie.
那具体来说呢，我想买一件学校的卫衣。
How many of you have a hoodie with your school name on it?
有多少人有一个这卫衣上面有你们学校的一个校徽？
And I try my best to find as many universities and colleges that have hoodies, and here they are. Hopefully, yours is represented.
那我尽量是找了很多的这个学校的卫衣呢，希望你的学校也在这里代表。
Please don't email me and complain that your school was not represented.
那先不要给我一些email抱怨你的这个学校不在这上面。
And I did the same thing for Tyndale and also the University of Aberdeen. I did not buy a hoodie until I graduated from the school.
我在天道神学院和阿伯丁大学的时候也是这样做的，我在毕业之前没有买一件学校的衣服。
I know many people like to buy their school clothes right off the bat in their first year, which is a great idea.
我知道有许多人喜欢在入学第一年就买一件学校的衣服，这也是个很好的主意。
It's great that they want to show loyalty and pride for their school.
那也显示出他们表现出对学校的忠诚以及自豪感。
I decided not to get a hoodie until I graduate simply because I wanted it to signify something. A chapter has been finished in my life and a new chapter is starting.
那我决定直到毕业的时候才买一件卫衣呢，就是因为我想用一件东西来象征我生命中一个章节的完成。
For me, that hoodie signified a new beginning.
对我来说呢，这件衣服意味着一个新的开始。
Isn't this why we have ceremonies like graduations or weddings?
这不正是因为我们会有很多的这个重大的隆重仪式，比如毕业典礼和婚礼。
And we have objects that represent those ceremonies, such as jackets or rings.
并且我们会也针对那些仪式有贵重的物品，如西服啊或者婚戒。
And then we often throw parties in the years to come to continue to celebrate those things.
然后我们年复一年呢，也会时常的开一些派对来不断的庆祝这些日子。
Like anniversaries or birthdays.
如婚姻的纪念日或者生日。
That's how we remember those events.
这是我们记住这些事情的方式。
Because when you get married, a new chapter of life begins.
因为当你结婚的时候，你人生中的一个篇章也开始。
When you graduate, a new chapter of life starts.
你毕业的时候也是开始了一个新的篇章。
When a child is born, you become a parent. Another chapter is starting.
当你的孩子出生的时候，你成为了一位父母，你人生中的另一个篇章也开始了。
Or you retire, that's another chapter waiting for death. I'm sorry, I don't mean that. Ooh, I just offended half the congregation.
Do I have to translate this?
I don't know. It may be better that the 国语弟兄姐妹 didn't hear that.Okay.
Okay. 那就当你退休的时候，那也开始了一个新的篇章。
We have anniversaries, birthday parties, or on a national level, we have Remembrance Day or other significant events that we celebrate year after year to remember what has happened in history.
那在国家上呢，我们也会年复一年的有各种节日，如国殇纪念日来纪念这种各种各样的重要意义的事件。
For Israel, Passover is that significant event that defined their history.
而对于以色列来说，逾越节就是那个具有重要意义的事件。
Exodus begins with the suffering of God's people, and they were forced to be slaves living under the Egyptians.
那出埃及记开始的时候，就以神子民的苦难开始，他们被埃及人强迫奴役了几个世纪。
Yahweh remembers his promises with his people, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
耶和华记着他与亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各所立的约。
And he comes to rescue his people by first choosing Moses as their leader to confront Pharaoh.
他来拯救他的子民，首先选择了摩西做领导者，派他去跟法老对峙，要求释放他的子民。
When Pharaoh's heart was hardened and he refused to let the people go, God inflicted Egypt with plague after plague.
那当法老的心刚硬，拒绝放他们走的时候，神在埃及降下了一个又一个的灾难。
God repeatedly had those plagues inflicted on Egypt so that they will know that he is God.
那神不断的降灾到埃及是为了让整个埃及都认识他。
Yahweh was going to rescue Israel with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm.
耶和华要用大能的手和伸出的臂膀拯救以色列。
With one goal.
只有一个目标。
So that they will know him.
好让他们认识他。
By the end of Exodus chapter 10, 9 plagues have been inflicted on Egypt.
那到出埃及记第十章结束的时候，埃及已经经历了九个灾难。
But Pharaoh still refuses to let God's people go.
然而法老仍然拒绝让神的子民离去。
So one more plague is coming.
所以还剩下一个灾难。
In chapter 11, it begins like this.
那在第十一章的时候是这样开始的。
The Lord said to Moses, "Yet one plague more will I bring upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will drive you away completely. Speak now in the hearing of the people, that they ask every man of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor for silver and gold."
那在出埃及记第十一章时候，耶和华对摩西说。我给法老和埃及再降下一场灾难，之后他必放你们走，甚至是迫不及待地赶你们走。你要告诉以色列人，不论男女，去向邻近的埃及人索取金器、银器。
Now one would expect that Pharaoh to drive Israel out through the back door, not the front door.
那有些人可能会认为法老会从后门把以色列人赶出埃及。
But God promised Moses that when his people leave Egypt, they will leave with their head held high.
但神向摩西承诺的就是，当以色列人离开埃及的时候，他们会昂首挺胸的离去。
Because God will make the Egyptians favor the Israelites.
因为神会让埃及人青睐以色列。
So when they left, they basically gave them all their jewelry.
所以当以色列人离去的时候，埃及人把他们所有的金珠宝都给了以色列人。
Israel, who are slaves in Egypt for hundreds of years,
那以色列人在埃及被奴役了几百年。
Left Egypt like a bride adorned for her on her wedding day.
离开埃及的时候呢，像新娘在婚礼那天盛装打扮一样。
With their heads held high, with dignity and grace, through the front door.
昂首阔步，带着尊严和优雅，从正门走出去。
So Moses begins to describe this last plague to God's people.
于是呢，摩西随后向百姓们描述这最后一场灾难。
At midnight, the angel of death will pass through Egypt and kill every firstborn, animal and people.
那到半夜时分，灭灭的天使将走遍埃及，击杀埃及所有投生的。
And this will be the last straw that breaks Pharaoh's back.
那这也将成为压倒骆驼的最后一根稻草。
And finally, he will let God's people go.
那法老终于会让神的子民离开。
My professor once said.
那我的教授曾说过。
God is love. God is kind. God is good. God is faithful. God is holy.
那神慈爱、良善、信实、圣洁。
These things are eternal.
那这些是永恒的。
But God's patience have limits.
但神的忍耐有限度。
Otherwise, there will be no need of Judgment Day.
否则也没有必要有一个最后的审判日。
God's patience through Israel, for Pharaoh was displayed through the plagues.
那神对法老的忍耐是从他这个降下的灾难所体现出来。
But that is coming to an end.
但这也到了终点。
Now we tend to interpret the word firstborn quite literally.
那我们呢倾向从字面意思上理解长子这个词。
The first child born to a family.
那就是一对父母所生的第一个孩子。
Now that is very true.
那这固然没错。
But the way Scripture understands firstborn is a little bit more than that.
然而，圣经对于这个长子的理解是比这个要更进一步的。
Firstborn is the position in the family. It's the position of importance in the family.
长子呢是实际上是在家庭当中的一个地位，是一个很重要的一个地位。
And that's why in Colossians chapter 1, Jesus is referred to as the firstborn of creation.
这为什么在格罗西书第一章当中，耶稣被称为受造之物的首生者
？It's not that Jesus was first created by God, like the Arians or the Jehovah's Witnesses would say.
也并不是因为神是第一个被谁创造的，如亚流派或者耶和华见证人所称的那样。
But that Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
而是耶稣是那看不见之神的像。
The all-important first.
至关重要的首生者。
Creation is created for him and through him, Colossians says.
格罗西也说就是万有都是靠他造的，也是为他造的。
In other words, the last plague is about killing the most important person and animal in all of Egyptian families.
那也就意味着最后一场灾难实际上是击杀埃及当中最亲爱最重要的人以及牲畜。
Now the last plague sounds really cruel and unjust.
那听起来这最后一场灾难非常的残酷和不公正。
How can God kill like that? That's so unfair.
那神怎么能够这样的杀戮？这听起来太不公平了。
But we have to remember that Scripture tells us.
但我们必须要记得经文告诉我们。
God will have mercy on whom He will have mercy.
神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
To be a fair and just God means that God would have to wipe out the entire humanity because of their sins.
要想做到公平公正，神本可以因人的罪将全人类抹除并送入地狱。
But to spare anyone at all is to show mercy.
但赦免任何人都是展现怜悯。
Until you and I can satisfactorily answer the cross, we have no right to question God's fairness.
那在我们能回应这十字架之前，我们没有权利在公平的问题上质问神。
Jesus crucified on the cross is the most unfair and cruel event in history.
那耶稣在十字架上被钉死是历史上最不公正的一件事。
The most innocent person ever lived died for you, tortured for your sake and my sake.
那在历史上最无辜的人，为了你我的罪，受折磨，最后在十字架上被钉死。
Mercy is unfair.
怜悯是不公正的。
In midst of wrath unleashed on the Egyptians, who hold Israel in bondage of slavery, God repeatedly showed mercy.
在对奴役以色列的埃及人发现怒火的时候，神不断地展现出怜悯。
And here he shows mercy to Israel by distinguishing them from the Egyptians.
那在这里，神对以色列人展现怜悯，将的方式是将两组人做出一个明确的。
In verse 7 it says, But a dog, not a dog shall growl against any of the people of Israel, either man or beast, that you may know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel.
So in the 7th verse, it is mentioned, But in the Israelites, the dog will not growl against people or animals. So you will know that Yehovah will divide the Egyptians and
the
Israelites.
The key theme in Exodus is this word.Distinction.
在出埃及记当中，一个关键的一个词就是区分。
Later, we use the word sanctification.
再后来呢，我们就用成圣。
It means to set apart, to be holy.
意思就是被分别出来，圣洁。
That is a theme that flows through Exodus over and over and over.
那这个主题就在出埃及记当中始终不断的出现。
God makes it very clear that this act, the Passover, is what distinguishes Israel from the rest of Egypt.
那神讲明得很清楚，这个逾越节就是就是神做出区分的方式。
It is that event that event that defines all events.
这个事件是定义所有事件的一个事件。
It is a new beginning. The old chapter is closing.
是一个新的开始，旧的篇章已经结束。
In Exodus chapter 12, verse 1, it says, The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you.
出埃及记第十二章一到二节说，耶和华在埃及对摩西和亚伦说，从现在开始，你们要以这个月为一月，为一年之首。
The Hebrew word is Rosh Hashanah, which is first of the year, the head of the year, a new start.
那希伯来语就是说是这个词就是 Rosh Hashanah, 就意味着是一年的首一年的第一天一月。
And the object that signifies this event is the Passover lamb.
那象征这一事件的重要的物件就是那个被献祭的羔羊。
A lamb without blemish, a male that is a year old, sheep or goat, selected on the 10th day of the month, keep it till the 14th day, kill it at twilight.
就是那只毫无残缺一岁的公羊，要么绵羊山羊在本月十月挑选，保存到十四号，在黄昏傍晚入夜的时候宰杀。
Cook it and then put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost and then eat the lamb in the house where that doorpost has the blood.
把它做熟，然后把它把这个血涂在吃羔羊房子的两个门框以及门楣上。
Not only in the way they had to prepare this lamb, but also in the way they eat it as well, right?
这就不光就是在这个准备工作上，也同时吃的方式。
They have to eat it with their belt fastened, meaning they were fully clothed, ready to go.
就他们吃的时候呢，需要束腰，束腰意味着就随时可以准备出发。
They put sandals on their feet.
脚上要穿着鞋。
They eat it quickly.
要赶快吃。
And because they're going to be driven out of Egypt really quick.
因为他们很快就会被赶出埃及。
Now John Calvin was very insightful when he said that the Passover is not referring to Israel being passed over.
那约翰加尔文提到一点就是。他说逾越节并不是指以色列人被神跳过。
As in God purposely just comes to Israel and only targeted the Egyptians and attacked them.
他的意思不是说是神来到神来到埃及，然后只是越过以色列人，专门去针对这个埃及人进行审判。
But rather, it is God passing the angel of death going through the entire land of Egypt.
相反是神的这个面面天使是巡遍整个埃及全地。
And he chooses to show mercy on Israel, who has blood on their door.
然后选择对以色列显出怜悯，因为他们的门框上、门楣上有血。
In other words, again, God showing mercy to Israel.
另外话说，就是神是对以色列展出了怜悯。
So in judgment, God shows mercy to a group of people.
所以在审判时，神对一组人展现出怜悯。
In verse 12 to 13, it says, For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt.
那在十二十三节中，说因为那一夜我要巡遍埃及。把境内所有长子和头生的牲畜全都杀掉，也要严惩埃及所有的神明。我是耶和华，涂在你们房屋上的血是一个记号。我见到这血就会越过你们。我击打埃及的时候，那灾祸不会落到你们身上。
Now, if you read Isaiah chapter 31, verse 5, the word Passover is used here in this verse.
那如果你读以赛亚书，三十一节的话，三十一章的话。
As birds flying, so the Lord of hosts defends Jerusalem, defending also he will deliver it, and passing over will he preserve it.
雀鸟怎样山翅铺除，万军之耶和华也要照样保护耶路撒冷，他必保护拯救，要越门保守。
And this implies God covering Israel while his judgment is being passed on.
这暗示了耶和华正在遮蔽保护以色列，免受灭命天使的伤害。
Like a dad who covers his little child when someone is trying to attack the child.
就像一个父亲是保护着孩子，当任何事物在伤害这个孩子的时候。
God is shielding his people from his own judgment.
就神是在遮蔽他的子民免受他的这个惩戒。
The New Testament makes it very clear that Jesus is the Passover Lamb.
新约中非常的明确，耶稣就是逾越节的这个羔羊。
We see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们在哥罗林前书第五章就看到。
We see this in John chapter 1.
我们在约翰一书一章也见到。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
也在彼得一书第一章第十九节也有。
And of course, Revelations chapter 5 and chapter 5.
然后当然也是最后启示录在第五章。
Jesus as the Lamb is unlike any other Lamb killed at the regular Passovers.
那耶稣这只羔羊与以往普通的逾越节被宰杀的任何羔羊都不同。
Because all the lamb that's killed prior to Jesus points to this lamb.
因为过去所有在逾越节被杀的羔羊，最终都指向这一位羔羊。
Only his blood alone is enough to shield God's judgment.
唯有他的血足以遮蔽足以遮蔽神的愤怒。
Is that not what we claim to believe when we say we put our faith in Jesus?
那当我们说我们信基督的时候。这不就是正是我们所说的吗？
That his blood on the cross is enough to satisfy the wrath of God against my sin.
那就是他在十字架上流出的血是足以平息神对我罪的愤怒。
Is it not the blood of Christ that justifies me before God?
不就是基督的血使我在神面前被称为义？
Is it not the blood of Christ that declares me not guilty before God?In face of Satan's accusations,
那不就是基督在十字架上流出的血，使我从我的罪和羞耻中，以及魔鬼对我的各种的谴责攻击中释放出来吗
？Remember what I said in Revelation, Satan cannot talk to God anymore.
记得我之前也说过，在启示录上也说，这个撒旦不能够在这个神面前就诉说你我了。
Because every time Satan wants to say something,
因为每一次当魔鬼想要说一件事情的时候
，talk to the hand.
说你对这个手说。
See the hole in my son's hand.
啊，甚至说你看这个我儿子手中的这个洞。
Not listening, not talking.
我不听。
Remember the hymn says, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus."
那正如诗歌所说，我罪怎能得洗净？唯靠主耶稣的宝血。我心怎能得完全？唯靠主耶稣的宝血。
For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this I my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
我的刑罚怎得除？唯靠主耶稣的宝血。得救是否靠得住？唯靠主耶稣的宝血。
Nothing can for sin atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
我无功劳补罪，唯靠主耶稣的宝血。一生言语都有错，唯靠主耶稣的宝血。
This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
靠主宝血享平安，唯靠主耶稣的宝血，洗去困苦病愁烦，唯靠主耶稣的宝血。
You sing the refrain with me. Oh, precious is the flow.That makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus is the object of every single time we gather to worship.
耶稣是我们每次聚集起来崇拜的对象。
The Lamb's blood secures protection of Israel from God's wrath. The blood of Jesus secures the sinner from the wrath of the holy and loving God.
那正如羔羊的血遮蔽以色列免受神的愤怒，耶稣的宝血使我们免受神的罪罚。
That's why at the Last Supper Jesus said, "This is my body given for you."
这为什么在最后的晚餐当中，耶稣拿起饼来，就说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”
Which is Jesus saying, "I am the Passover Lamb killed for you."
这就是说，这耶稣也就是在说，我是那逾越节的羔羊，为你们宰杀。
And he says, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood."
然后耶稣又接着说，就这杯是用我血所立的新约，为你们流出来的。
Which is saying, my blood is poured out to cover your sins, securing forgiveness and reconciliation with God in a new covenant.
也这是在说，我的宝血清流为了遮盖你的罪孽，在新约中确保你得到饶恕，与神和好。
But there is something more to Passover than just remembering something of a significant event in history.
但是这逾越节这不光是为了纪念一件重大的历史事件。
Yes, it is important to remember they went from slaves to free people.
那的确这是很重要，是人们记着那一个，就是他们从奴隶到自由的这一个重大的事件。
But look at verse 14. It says, "This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord."Throughout your generations as a statue forever, you shall keep it as a feast.
那你们看第十四节上说，你们要记住这一天，守为耶和华的节期，作为世世代代永远的定例。
In verse 24 to 27, it says, "Do this every year for the generations." And when your kids ask you, "What do you mean? What does it mean by all this?"
那在第二十四到二十七节也说，他们要将这事世世代代传下去，特别是当他们进入应许之地以后，你们儿女问你们守这节期的意义的时候
，Then tell your kids, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, for He passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when He struck the Egyptians and spared our houses.
那你们对孩子就说，这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭，因为我们从前在埃及时，他击杀埃及人，却越过以色列所住的房子，救了我们各家。
So to remember is to testify.
所以去记住也是去见证。
But then there's more to it.
但这还不光是这样。
Remember, besides eating the lamb, they are to eat unleavened bread.
那记得就是他们吃这个羔羊之外，他们还要吃无酵饼。
Later on, it was called the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
那后来呢，这被称为除酵节。
You are to make bread without any yeast.
他们要不用酵母的情况下酵母的条件下做饼。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Some people say that, well, don't eat yeast because it takes a while for the bread to rise, and so you're leaving in a hurry, so don't use yeast.
那有些人说，因为他们当时是要赶快离开这个埃及，所以没有时间等这个饼发酵。
But if you look closely how Jesus interpreted yeast, he meant it as hypocrisy. When he criticized the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
但如果你们就是仔细看这个耶稣的这个解释，耶稣是用酵和有效的饼是代指这个是代指这个代指这个伪善，然后也去他用这个来去谴责法利赛人和撒都该人。
The Apostle Paul is even more straightforward in 1 Corinthians 5 verse 6. He says, "Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?" Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with old leaven, but the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
使徒保罗给了我们一个更直接的答案。他说，你们自夸不是好事，岂不知一点面笑能使整团面发起来吗？你们要把旧笑除掉，好成为真正无笑的新面团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被献为祭了，所以我们不可带着歹毒邪恶的旧笑守着逾越节，而要用真诚纯洁的无笑饼。
It means this.
这意思是什么呢？
The Passover is to remember.
逾越节是去记住纪念。
The Passover is to testify.
那逾越节也是去见证。
And the Passover is to sanctify.
同时逾越节也是成圣。
I wish I could remember and testified and sanctified.
我希望我能是用这个有这个词 remember 反能连成一块。
When we come together to do to have the Holy Communion together,
那我们聚集在一块一块去一块吃圣餐。
Not only do we rememberify Jesus,
我们不光是纪念耶稣以及他的牺牲。
Not only do we testify to the generations to come what Christ have done.
我也不光是去见证耶稣历历代代所做的事。
But this act is also the act of sanctification or sanctified.
这也是去成圣的成圣的一个举动。
That the old life is gone.
这象征的是旧的生命已过去。
That we are a new creation in Christ.
我们是在耶稣基督里的一个新的生命。
And how we live our lives now and how we treat one another becomes very different when we are sanctified.
当我们成圣之后，我们对待他人，我们如何生活是要就完全不一样。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, a new creation has come.The old, read it with me, the old has gone, the new is here.
也就是在哥林多后书第五章，也就是说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，看那一切都更新了。
Paul's not talking about wait till Jesus comes back and then you will have a new life. No, 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 no. It's now.
保罗不是说啊，等着耶稣再来的时候你会有新的生活了，不是，是现在。
The sanctified life begins the moment the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts.
那成圣的生活是当圣灵进入到我们心中，立刻就来的。
And so as we gather at the table today.
所以我们今天在这桌前面聚集。
Let us remember.
让我们记着。
Let us testified.
让我们见证。
And let us be sanctified.
然后也是使我们成圣。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
God, we do not want to see this as just another religious ritual that we do every week, every month, or now in, or once in a while, but rather, this is the meal that Christ instituted for our sake to remember him, to testify of your death until your coming, and to come before you and be sanctified through and through by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to invite the servers to come forward.
那我会先请这个服侍的人上来。
Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink this blood, you will have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever.
那也正如耶稣所说，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我的肉，喝我血的人就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉和我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着。照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着，这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着。
As you come forward, I'm going to invite the worship team to come forward first, and after they come, and they're going to go on stage and lead us in a time of worship and singing. And as we sing together, come forward to receive the elements. And there are gluten-free options on those two tables on the side. So for people in the back, you can actually go to the side tables. That might be easier. And a little bit more efficient.
那就是接下来的话，主任牧师就要请这个敬拜小组上来，然后他们在这个歌唱的时候，然后你们上来这个领圣餐。
We all stand and let's sing of what Christ did for us on the cross. I welcome you guys to come on up while we sing together here. And so once we start singing, you may come forward and partake in communion, okay?感谢你无比大爱，感谢你的。